The Meiri, this is the Meiri, and in Meiri and Shabbos, so he says the following. He says, Kvar bi'arnu shebotlo Megillas Tainis chutz mi'chanukah. There used to be such a thing, Megillas Tainis, with I guess all of the tzoras of Klal Yisroel and the Nisim that have allowed us to survive, and that was all bottle, except for Chanukah, whether it's talking about this Megillas Chanukah, that there's something that is, or whatever, but that's the only one that they weren't mevatel. Me'ato, kol shekein she'ein lonu likboya yontif al hanisim ha'mischadshim lonu b'chol yoim b'chesed horachamon yisborach. And therefore, it's kol shekein, we should not make a yontif, I guess, and write a whole Megillah too, because that's what they used to do, have a yontif to celebrate and a Megillah to write on the nisim that ha'mischadish to us b'chol yoim, which happened to us, b'chesed harachman yisborach, the chesed of the merciful one. We shouldn't do this, because if they were mevatel the Megillas Tainis, then we shouldn't be going making a yontif with Megillas, with whatever, on the nisim that happened to us. So then he explains first, before he says, why not? Ve'ein ze nechshav lonu k'shei oiref v'his nachrus l'chasod of yisborach. It won't be considered like stiff-necked and nechor, from the lashon of nechor, like a foreign, like it's we're keilu denying, we're looking away, we're pretending it doesn't exist to the Chesed Hashem. That's not true. It won't be nechshav a like a stubbornness and a refusal to look at the Chesed Hashem. V'hu she'omar kan af onu v'hu she'omar kan af onu mechabavin es hatzoros. There's such a lotion that I guess he says that we consider tzoros precious. Rosh Hashanah, what's precious about tzoros? Nisim haboyim lonu al yodom lahazkir bohem shebechayev she bohem shvochoy v'rachmo v'aleinu. Says, why are we mechabiv tzoros? Nobody wants tzoros, you know. But we have a certain thing about tzoros that we do appreciate because of the fact that nisim happened to extricate us from the tzoros, and then we remember the shvochim, the praises of Hashem, and the rachamov that He showed to take us out of the tzoros. So He says. So therefore, he says this is the same idea. So that we're not appreciating tzoros. We do appreciate it. We're not appreciating nisim the choviv to us. But elashim bonu lichtoiv ein onu maspikim. If we came to write ein onu maspikim, it sounds like that what he means is that we wouldn't be able to write, wouldn't have enough time to write or enough paper to write on, but we wouldn't be able to be maspikim lahoidus, to be able to put down in on pen and paper, in words, the extent of the nisim and the chesed that Hashem does, and therefore that's the reason that we don't do such a thing. So it's interesting what he says over here. First of all, he says they had to be mevatel, when mevatel the Megillas Tainis, and kol shekein, she'ein lonu likboya yontif, I assume it means yontif with the writing on everything. And then he says, ve'ein ze nechshav lonu k'shei oref. It sounds like if we really don't fully appreciate all of the nisim that Hashem did for us, and to the extent that we make a yontif and we write down a Megillah and really so excited about everything that He did to extricate us from all the tzoros, one might think very rationally that's she'oref v'hisnakrus, that we're ignoring the Chesed Hashem. We're stiff-necked about it. We're oppositional to it. We pretend it's strange, that kilu, it doesn't exist. We're negating the Chesed Hashem. And therefore, he says that's not true, because it's chavivim, because we appreciate it. Ella, the reason is because we won't be able to fully express them. But it sounds like if a person doesn't get excited about all of the nisim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does to take us through the difficulties that we have, then there's a certain element that one might rationally think that I'm against it. I'm fighting it. I'm stiff-necked. I'm stubborn. I refuse to recognize it. And he says that's not true, and he proves it because we do have a chavivus for it. And then he says the only reason is that we don't do that is because we'll be understating it, and understating it is also not a very good thing, and therefore we shouldn't do it. So I think that we have to think about that. That, you know, we see a lot of nisim. lot of nisim that, I mean, just think even Hanukkah. The survival of Torah, the Klal Yisrael, is the greatest of all nisim. Yaakov Emden swears by his life that the survival of Klal Yisrael with the Torah together is greater than the nisim of Yitzias Mitzrayim, Kriyas Yamsuf. Forgive me, but for drama's sake, I'll mention it, that they say that they asked Einstein if he could meet some historical figure from previous, history to talk to. So he thought he'd want some physicist, some great scientist. Says, no, I want to meet Moses. I want to ask him if he really believed that thousands of years later, his people would still be living by, studying, and observing the same laws that he taught them. It's mind-boggling. The Nisim that we see, even in our generation, even what we're seeing now, there's such tragedy that took place in Eretz Yisrael, but the Nisim, the Hisoirus, there was a person who was Isaac in selling, fixing a Sofer, selling tefillin. He says, you can't buy tefillin anymore. He says, they can't produce tefillin fast enough because everybody's buying up all the tefillin. He says, people with tattoos all over their arms are walking into a Judaica store to buy tefillin, and someone should show them how to put it on. It's lo yumin ki yisuper Shabbos. I mentioned the chinuch. I heard that unreliable source that in the kibbutzim, in moshavim, in the south, they were revamping the whole curriculum, that there should be more Yiddishkeit in the curriculum. That people, the seiros is not shayach. There's stories about Nebuch, two young teenagers who they realized their life was at stake, and they didn't know anything about anything. And they stood there for hours. One of them didn't make it. The other one did. All they said was Sefer Torah, Sefer Torah, Sefer Torah, Sefer Torah for hours, because that's all they knew. And there's such an awakening happening. Nisim v'niflois. And not to mention Nisim, we hear stories about how many people were saved and miraculous things that happened. That lo yu'umin ki yisuper. And if we're not pulsed about it, if it doesn't register with us, if we're not ready to make a yontif and to write a megillah and express the appreciation to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for everything they did, then it's ke'ilu, it could be considered that nechshav she'oirev isnakrus lechasod of Yisborach. Nah, we're fighting it. We're strange to it. We're estranging it. We're pushing it aside. We're not interested. It because it should bring out such a thing. And when we don't see that, one might think that. And no, the Meiri tells us, no, it's not true. And the reason that we don't do it is only because we really can't. Ein anachnu maspikim lohidus. I think that's what he means. We couldn't possibly put it all down because the nisim are so extensive and so complex and so endless. I think that's as we think, Hanukkah is the celebration, the ikenes. Although the Gemara says the ikenes was nikva ala menorah, seems clear from the Rambam that was only that we should appreciate the survival of the Torah, that the appreciation of one mitzvah, how they were able lechatchila to perform the mitzvah rather than to be potter, rather than to do it b'di'eved, and we do that l'doyre doyres to be mefarsim that. It says then we have a sense of the chashivas of a mitzvah, and then we can appreciate what it means the Torah survived. But the survival of the Torah and the miracles, who would have believed after a Holocaust, the greatest gedolim and bnei Torah and shemrei Torah and mitzvahs in the who knows what numbers, the millions, besides everybody else, and yet everybody thought it was over. Anyone with a little bit of seichel would say, all right, I guess this glorious tkufa in Jewish history has come to an end, and yet here we are, less than 100 years later, and we see mamish. Survival and revival and renewal, and it's really something to make a yontif and to write a megillah about. And the only reason we don't is because it's even beyond what we can imagine. So I think as we go into Hanukkah and we light the menorah and we pay attention to what's going on, it's not just about the latkes and the dreidlach and who knows what else, but it's really we have to. We shouldn't be ksheyorif. We shouldn't look at it as if it's irrelevant, as if we're fighting it. It's real. It's the greatest of nisim. It's the greatest opportunity to appreciate HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It can't be written because it can't be measured. It's so intense. It's so extensive. It's so great. And I think that is the attitude that we have to have. And I think that attitude will make a whole different level of hashpah. Now the truth is that just as if we appreciate one mitzvah, we can appreciate what it means the survival of the Torah. If we appreciate what it means the survival of the Torah, we can appreciate what an opportunity that we have. That we have an opportunity to be able to learn, the privilege to be able to learn, the privilege to be able to learn how to learn, the privilege to be able to sit and learn relatively undisturbed. And it just made, there's not enough time, but just one thing, another comment here from the Meiri. He says, every chocham should be zoriz, lelamed, b'chabura, v'yeshiva, kedei la'ashvia, mitoivos la'acheru. Talmud chocham should make sure that he teaches publicly, he teaches to be mashpia on others. V'chein, ha'talmud yishtavol kama shiocha b'talmud Torah, ab'al yisya'ish mimeno, a Talmud should also be mishtavol as much as he can in learning, al yisya'ish mimeno mitzad sheroya avoysof aniyim, his parents, his family, they're poor and they don't have enough money to pay the schar limud or to pay whatever the expenses are. His elders, his parents, his grandparents, his family, they're amaratzim. He says, Shahatera muchanas lechol odom, because you should continue to be zoriz, to be mishtadl to learn, because the Torah is ready for everybody. Uvilvad shiachriach betalmudai harbe. As long as he's of the tnayis, he has to be matriach himself, b'talmud harbe, put an effort and great effort into his learning, and when he puts great effort into his learning, nothing else matters. But it occurred to me that it's very strange. He's telling us, don't be meyayish. Why? Okay, there's no one to pay the schar limud. Even that you shouldn't be meyayish. I mean, that's... But shiroi avos of amei oretz. His family, his parents, amaratzim. And because of that, he's miyayish, I won't be able to learn. What's one thing I have to do with the other? Fakert, Chazal say, Yizor mibnei aniyim, shemehem teitzei Torah. The bnei aniyim dafka have the schus that Torah will come from them, whatever the reason may be. But it sounds like, as much as there's such a responsibility, and as much as it's so the essence of everything, and as much as every chochem has to make sure it's not enough that he learns himself, he has to make sure that he's going to the yeshiva and he's teaching, he's mashpia, mitoivos al acherim. But it's very easy to rationalize, I give up, I can't do it. And maybe even irrational rationalization, like, oh, I come from a family of amaratzim, his voice. What does it have to do with anything? Sit and learn. It's poshut. No. A person could be meyayish because the Yetzirah fights Talmud Torah. Talmud Torah is the greatest schus. Talmud Torah is the kiyum of Klal Yisrael. Talmud Torah is included in the Haftocha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made, that lo yisishochach mipizaroi, it's never to be forgotten. It's the essence of Asher bo charbonu mikol ha'amim v'nosan lono es toirosoi. And the Yetzirah is looking very quickly to get us to be meyayish. And the Yush doesn't have to be anything tangible. It could be this slight, wait, my father's an Amoritz. My grandfather's an Amoritz. What shaykhus do I have to learn? What? Portion. So it seems if we're aware that the Yetzirah works so strongly to cause us to be Meayish, that we have to fight the Yush against Talmud Torah with the greatest power that we have. Because the attempt is going to be there, and the excuses are going to be maybe even irrational, but they could actually bring us to Yush, and therefore it certainly needs an extra commitment. So I think at a time when we celebrate the survival of Torah, there's an opportunity to be mechazik our learning, and one of the ways that we have to do is to make sure that nothing, we never allow any Yush to set in, because Yush will work on the flimsiest grounds to try to get us away, and therefore we have to put in all of our koiches to oppose it.